This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Welcome back to the program, Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald. We are the hosts of the show here weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Wherever you're listening in, thanks a lot for being with us. And I think right off the top, I've got to say, right off the top, we should have wished our neighbors to the south happy 4th of July. Definitely hope that you're having a great, safe weekend and able to enjoy and reflect on as your country celebrates its birthday, as Canada did on Friday with our Canada Day celebrations. And as we were talking to Karen McGee the other day, Rum, it was so wonderful for the live and in-person that people wanted to have and the atmosphere that was so different than some of the atmosphere we saw not too long ago in Ottawa with everybody sitting in and stuff like that. This was just that feel of a birthday for the country with people being tentative but careful to enjoy everything going on.
Yeah, I know that, and Karen said this right up the top of our conversations around Canada Day is, you know, whoever wants to celebrate, whoever feels that that's, you know, appropriate for them, because as we've talked about over the last couple of years, it is a very individual perspective, I find, on how you're treating Canada Day, how you're feeling about it. And I think tentative is a good word to describe it now that things are back almost in full swing, Kels, with a lot of these things. And celebrations feel, you know, they feel cautious still. On a mental level, on an emotional connection, that is.
There has been a little bit of Canadian celebration, but also let's tie into Japan, actually, with something here that we heard about over the weekend. Canadian rock legend Randy Bachman, long search is over for a cherished guitar.
Bachman's orange 1957 Gretsch 6120 Chet Atkins was stolen from a Toronto hotel in 1977.
This guitar was magical. It was my tool, my hammer to make songs and make music.
Bachman ended up buying about 300 guitars in unsuccessful attempts to replace it. In 2020, a Canadian fan who heard the story of the guitar launched an internet search and successfully located it in Tokyo. The 78-year-old Bachman has his guitar back.
Well, when I was playing it in the first song, it was very strange to look down and see it.
The reunion happened during a concert in Tokyo.
There's something special about this one. It is the one. So it's just fantastic.
The guitar belonged to Japanese musician Takeshi, who agreed to give it to Bachman in exchange for a guitar that was very similar. I'm Ed Donahue.
Wow. How amazing. What full circle. The tie-in with Japan, his concert in Japan, and 300 guitars to try to see if he could find that same feel. Phenomenal. But, you know, we say this about musicians, artists in any capacity, used to working with their regular tools. And they say that as well about the sports fraternity. Let's welcome in Brock Richardson with our weekly sports update.
As a former athlete, I eat, sleep, and breathe everything sports. I'm Brock Richardson. Join me every Monday for your weekly sports highlights and our take on the weekend action.
Okay, pal, welcome back to the show. Let's jump right in with your leadoff item today as we welcome Brock Richardson, the host of The Neutral Zone.
Hey, guys. So my leadoff item is one of a little bit of sadness in that you may have heard on the news that first base coach Mark Budzinski will be away from the team for an undetermined amount of time after the tragic death of his 17-year-old daughter, Julia Budzinski, after a fatal tubing accident. So that's some sad news coming out of Blue Jay camp. And I have to say that all of the things that I've been reading is he's nothing but a genuine guy, great guy. There's been a lot of tributes. They had a moment of silence in yesterday afternoon's ball game. So sad news coming out of Toronto the last couple of days, but wish him and his family the best, as I cannot imagine having a 17-year-old daughter have a tragic accident like
that. Well, also, Brock, you know, fedora's off to the consideration the media and people surrounding the team, the Blue Jays team, gave Saturday during the game when the manager came out, took Mark off the field. And of course, their comment as silence fell, not knowing what happened was, you know, folks, we're not even going to speculate. And I think there was some idea, some things like that, that they may have heard some rumblings from the truck. But it just felt to me, you know, we're not guessing. We will wait till the proper things are released. And when you're talking such a tragedy and it, just the feeling you got when he left the game, really great on people for handling it. And of course, to respect the team, his family is being given with this horrible loss. Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
No problem. And let me just say, because I don't know if we're going to get there today, the Blue Jays had a struggling weekend. And please know that that is something that weighs on athletes, coaches, and all those things. Your coaching staff becomes your family. And so not to, excuse the performance this weekend, but it is definitely a part of the reason why what happened took place, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Brocky. Do you want to talk about NBA free agency, which has just begun? Kevin Durant, KD, has made the news. What's going on?
Yes, Kevin Durant. Oh, good old Kevin Durant. He has made the news. He signed a 4-year extension that was supposed to take place this coming season, and he went to ownership and said that he wanted out. So this is a bit of a surprise, although we've learned that Kevin Durant is not the best team guy. So when he wants out of a place, you know, he's going to ask to be out. I think the shock becomes where he was, it's a 4-year deal that was to take effect. And now all of a sudden it's like, well, I want out and I'm done. So interesting news there for sure.
And sure, certainly that team's going to be looking for what it can get. You know, they are in that catbird seat that it's fine. We'll work at what we can do to get you out of here. But in the meanwhile, also look at what we can get in return since you're the one asking for it. You have some thoughts on the involvement that the Toronto Raptors might be involved in these sweepstakes for Durant.
I think part of the reason, a lot of the reason this became so big is because Adrian Wojnarowski came and said that the Toronto Raptors could be a player in all this. And I caution the fans out there who are listening to this because everybody's always in on these sweepstakes. There is not a player that you don't hear, oh, this team's in on him, that team's in on him. But you do not know how many other teams are following along with you. And I just want to chat a little bit about the price that I believe that the Toronto Raptors would have to pay. To me, you're looking at Pascal Siakam, which is a high price. Scotty Barnes, which is another high price. Is it worth it when we talk about, you know, him not being a team player? The culture that Toronto has built, I'm just not sure that we're looking into that and saying, well, you know, this is what we want. Good news has come out of Toronto world, though. They've re-signed Thaddeus Young and Chris Boucher, and they've also signed Alan Porter Jr. from the Golden State Warriors. I love this deal. He's a young guy who's come from a team. He was on the Golden State Warriors who, have just won, and all that's well and good. And so comes from a winning culture into what has Toronto been a winning culture as well. So lots of good stuff going on in Toronto. I'm just not sure that, you know, KD is the best guy for this team, given his culture and what's been surrounded with the Brooklyn Nets and all the drama that's taking place this past season.
He likes Toronto. That's the word. He enjoys it, but again, you never know. And I think you get a lot of people trying to compare this to the Kawhi Leonard situation, but I think everybody's got their mind on what they would do and who they would or wouldn't give up on this, Brock. So very interesting. Thank you for sharing those feelings.
Let's talk about Canadian tennis star Bianca Andreescu. She's going after Sports Network TSN. So what's going on here?
Yes. So she tweeted after her first round matchup. She tweeted, "Sad to see Canadian fans tweeting, not being able to watch most of my first round match at Wimbledon on TSN or the app. No problem for Dennis or Felix." Of course, talking about Denis Shapovalov and Felix Auger-Aliassime. This is a problem. This is a big deal because Bianca is one of those rising stars. It's not a good look on TSN to not have a Canadian player who's playing finish the game. You know, I don't like it. I also not sure I like Bianca, you know, going after TSN in the way that she did. But again, when you have such a platform as she does, maybe she's okay to do it. I don't know if I would have attacked them in the way that she did. She got a lot of support from fans saying, you know, they shouldn't have done this. I agree, they shouldn't have done this. You know, I thought we were long past the days of, you know, as scheduled programming, you know, you miss the last, you know, 5-6 minutes of a period. We're long past those days. And same should be said for tennis overall.
Interesting. When you feel her words, though, and supports and stuff like that, I always think, where's your ego? You know, that is it right out there in front, or should we push it down a little bit? I mean, we want to be able to have that support, but there is enough out there talent, and everybody needs to be getting that piece of the pie.
Yes, 100%. And given that she is Canadian, and you know, the TSN, the Toronto Sports Network, you know, I think you should be featuring your Canadian athletes first and foremost, because that's what people here in Canada theoretically would be interested in watching, aside from the big names. But first and foremost, your focus should be the Canadian players. And when there's not as much of a problem with the other two being Felix and Denis Shapovalov, that's where she has a bit of a beef. It's like, how come those guys are on and yet you don't finish all of my first round matchup? It's a little fishy.
Yeah, it's a very insulting. The Memorial Cup has come and gone, and the hosts, St. John's Sea Dogs, have won. But you have some thoughts of why this kind of bothers you.
It does bother me, and it bothers me because I've always felt a bit weird that the host team gets to be in the Memorial Cup. Because, you know, the host team, even if they don't make the playoffs, if they're first in the conference, last, they're always going to be there. And so for me, I don't like the look of a team in this case where the St. John Sea Dogs didn't get out of the first round. It's okay, they made it into the playoffs, it's cool, and then they go on and they have extra days to practice and rest their guys, and then they go out and play. My bigger beef out of all that is teams that don't even make the playoffs who finish like last, and then they have all the, you know, the remainder of the playoffs to prepare. I don't like the look of it. I'd rather see whoever hosts it gets the winner, and then plus the second person or team in there with them. I just think it's a better look. It's a better, format to have. I don't know if you'll ever get that, but that's just my personal desire, in order just to kind of see other teams not get more of an advantage and more rest, basically, overall, with injuries and all those things.
All right. Very nice, sir. Appreciate it. A nice roundup of sports. A bunch of great items to talk a little bit about. Did you want to say anything else about the Blue Jays, by the way, since we have about 30 seconds?
I mean, it was a pretty bad weekend, but I will take this opportunity, as I didn't get to do it off the top. You guys were both heavily involved in my wedding. Very much appreciate it, and wanted to let the audience know here that you guys were such an integral part, and so appreciate it very much what you both did for me a couple of weekends ago.
Thank you. It was really fun.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for including us, and congratulations to your families and to you guys, of course, and really wonderful a week and a bit into your brand new marriage. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Brock Richardson joins us. He hits us with the latest sports on Mondays here on Kelly and Company. But remember to check the gang out with him on the Neutral Zone Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern. Coming up next, let's learn about the show Level Playing Field, which is launching its third season on AMI TV. Stand by.
Hi, Hi, I'm Ramya Amuthan. Join me weekly for AMI Audiobook Review, the podcast that explores new titles, introduces us to famous narrators, and updates what's hot at the Center for Equitable Library Access. Download episodes of AMI Audiobook Review from your favorite podcast provider.